With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the early days of TV news, anchormen were talking heads sitting in front of blank walls or curtains. It was graphic artist Lou Dorfman who designed the first modern TV news set for CBS. A magnificent, oversized book called Dorfman and CBS not only showcases his art and creativity, but is a virtual history of modern broadcasting. Lou Dorfman, 40 years as an artist, designer, and creative director at CBS, calls his creations applied art.
We're not dealing with painting, we're not dealing with art per se. We're dealing with visual imagery that attracts and holds and maybe grabs people.
Advertising, on-air promotion, posters, corporate reports, letterheads.
There's a good deal of photography in the work you're seeing there. And some of these photographs are absolutely first-class examples of, well, kind of a high order of art.
One of the most elegant aspects of CBS is the typeface that is used on virtually every printed document. Lou Dorfman borrowed a 17th century typeface called Dido.
We do not have a trademark. Our trademark is simply those three letters, CBS, in that Dido typeface.
For a photograph in CBS's 50th annual corporate report, Lou Dorfman borrowed an array of antique microphones, many of them from the office of founder William Paley.
Some of the old-time engineers, when they retired, they took old microphones with them. We went on ham radio, because they're all ham radio nuts, and we did a commercial. Hey, fellas, please, if you got an old microphone, you come, can we have it? We need it for photograph.
Lou Dorfman describes his book as a learning instrument for students of art, design, and advertising. The book was designed by Dick Hess and written by Marion Muller. An extravagant coffee table book, Dorfman and CBS, sells for $49.95 and was published by American Showcase. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the people who contributed to the longtime Tiffany image of CBS is Lou Dorfman. For 40 years, the man behind most of the company's creative design decisions. Lou Dorfman's legacy is found in a stunning, oversized book called Dorfman and CBS, a 215-page collection of ads, posters, and graphic designs.
Publisher came to me and said, hey, what about a book? How about a book about you and CBS? You've been there since the Ice Age, and there's no one around that's been in your position in a large corporation for that length of time doing this kind of work.
Most of the graphic elements found in the magnificent Aero Saarinen Design CBS headquarters building in Manhattan were coordinated by Lou Dorfman.
The magnificence of the building came about because of the strong interaction with the architect between Frank Stanton, then president, and William Paley. First of all, they built what was a great company. Maybe it still is.
Lou Dorfman says that at CBS, there was no contradiction between profitable commerce and high standards.
One could feel the vibes and the signals. We want first-class work done around this company. I mean, the absolute best.
Lou Dorfman designed a fantastic wall-sized mural on the 20th floor of the CBS building and a large printer's job case jammed with letters and food objects. He says he wasn't even asked how much.
I couldn't do that for $350,000 today. The dumb guy that cut out the letters wanted $7,000, and I said, you're crazy, I'll give you $11,000.
Lou Dorfman has no regrets about his contributions to the elegant image of CBS. Dorfman and CBS was designed by Dick Hess, written by Marion Muller, and published at $49.95 by American Showcase. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.